Jim Lehrer started last week's presidential debate the same way Bernard Shaw started the vice presidential debate. Both reminded the audience not to utter a word or applaud until it was all over. Imagine the restraint those partisans faced. Restraint completely rejected by a fellow named Larry Agron. Mr. Agron ran for president back in 1992 and asked that he be allowed to participate in one of the presidential debates that year, one held at a small college in New York. No, the powers that be decided. But Mr. Agron would not take no for an answer. He managed to snag a ticket to the debate and, as it began, stood up and asked to participate, politely. The police, Mr. Agron reported, did not respond in kind. A court's description, police dragged Mr. Agron from his seat, pulled his suit jacket over his head, pulled him down 2 flights of stairs, and kept him in custody for 4 hours before they released him. Mr. Agron filed a lawsuit based in part on the college's attempts to quiet the members of the audience. Before the debate, the presidential hopeful claimed, the president of the college told security guards and police to silence and or arrest any member of the audience who attempted to speak at the debate. Security merely followed orders by silencing Mr. Agron in that way. But such silencing, Mr. Agron claimed, violated his freedom of speech. The college president responded by arguing that he had every right to ask members of the audience to keep it down, First Amendment or not, that a presidential debate is a place for quiet decorum, with an emphasis on quiet. But the court disagreed, at least initially. The court suggested that it could find the debate arena itself a limited public forum. That's a place where the government can't restrict speech without great difficulty because it's opened the auditorium to speech in the first place. The court wrote that if the debate itself was a limited public forum, then it would need to view the college's restriction on speech, keep quiet during the debate, with a high level of scrutiny. Strict scrutiny, in legal terms. Strict scrutiny requires that restrictions on speech be narrowly tailored and designed to achieve a compelling state interest. And this broad prohibition on speech, designed to achieve the state interest of keeping the auditorium quiet, perhaps, might not cut it, according to the trial court. Not a compelling enough reason in light of the purpose of the event. Even if the court found that the forum wasn't public, but a non-public forum where the government can restrict speech more readily, Mr. Agron might prevail by showing that a limit on such speech at a debate wasn't reasonable at all because speaking is what they were there to do. Bottom line, the court let Mr. Agron's case go forward, to settlement presumably, because there's nothing in the law books about the New York case after that lower court opinion. But there is a case involving Mr. Agron before that lower court opinion, a case involving another debate in another city, a debate just a few months before the one in New York. Mr. Agron got a ticket to that earlier debate, too, and just as it began, stood up and asked to participate. The no-nonsense moderator asked that he be ejected, and police began to comply. But members of the audience sided with Mr. Agron. They complained that he should be allowed to participate. They shouted protests against his exclusion. And, shockingly, the police let go, the moderator relented, and Mr. Agron joined the debate. The earlier case, only peripherally about Mr. Agron, explains his boldness in New York. It also helps explain perhaps Ralph Nader's attempts to enter the auditorium for last week's presidential debate. Finally, it gives viewers a better context for the moderator's request at the start of the debates. Please keep quiet. Please. I'm Amy Guida.